K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Recording this football edition on Monday. Yes, another typical Monday, December 8th, 2025. Is this your very first time checking out this podcast? If you waited until the end of the year, or you just finally heard about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, well, thank you for one. Number two, make sure you, by the end of the year, subscribe, like it, do the long bell, time I update your content daily. You will be first to be You'll be first to be notified about that. Thank you so much again all year long for your support of this other quote-unquote K-State podcast that I like to call here, out here in Kansas City, Missouri, while it is still, we're in the thrills of holiday season. Of course, that means winter as well. But yeah, thank you so much again. I can't believe that I'm still, we are what? We're 2025, right? I think we're 4 or 5 years into this. Something like that. I lost count, but I'm still here somehow talking to you guys about K-State sports. Of course, that would come from being a student at K-State. So there you go. And of course, being a part of one of the best, if not the best, student radio station in the country. Wildcat 91.9, shout out to you guys. Did not expect to say that on this edition of the podcast, but I'm going to give flowers anyways because you guys continue to go out and beyond the comfort zone to be better than everybody else. Just saying. And coming full circle, right? And speaking of being better than anybody else, right? How about this in the full circle, right? Colin Klein. Now we're going to talk about it. At least for a little bit. But there's going to be plenty of time for that in the 2026, obviously, because Colin Klein still has unfinished business to attend to with Texas A&M in the postseason. But Colin Klein, coming back home. He's coming home, folks. Got hired last week, officially become the new 36th head coach at Kansas State University. And, man, I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again. And Alex Aiden, co-host of the show, over on Podbean app. I am hoping to get him on next week to kind of do a kind of a big episode next week, kind of wrap things up over there, kind of try to hit the reset button on that. But anyways, I'm more details on that to come here as we get closer to the end of the year. But yeah, man. Again, when I was a first, I wouldn't even be a podcaster. Well, maybe still, I don't know. Who knows? But no, probably not. Actually, I wouldn't be podcasting whether it was for K-State or have my own podcast for that matter. But anyways, what is going on? Hang on a second here. All right, we're going to come back in just a second here on the podcast here. We'll be back here in just a second here on the show. Apologize, K-State Nation there. I take care of some business there. For whatever the reason, we can't all just assume. Yeah, got to check in with the big dog, right? But anyways, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here on this Monday football edition of the show. Yeah, so before I got upset off the podcast there as well. Yeah, so when I came to K-State back in 2010, fall of 2010, right? Colin Klein was the backup, okay? And I didn't even heard of him, right? Obviously, it was Carson Kaufman, starting quarterback for K-State. Yeah. Again, I'm going back that far. Carson Kaufman. I think that's his first name, anyway. But yeah, he was the starting QB at K-State, and I was in the middle of the whole Bill Snyder 2.0 comeback and whatnot there, and I remember the whole Nebraska thing, and again, it comes back to the whole Nebraska thing again. That night and everything else, like, you can feel the atmosphere and all that. And then we got our asses handed to by that Martinez guy. But yeah, man. And then it was like, not even, it was probably halfway that Coach Snyder ended up using a two quarterback system. He put Colin Klein, I remember this now, Colin Klein And then he started using them a little bit more. And then obviously, my senior year, the great year for K-State sports, right? We won from football, the big three sports, football, men's basketball, and baseball. Big 12. I know we're going, I'm going way back in the time machine. All the conference championships. Yeah, because with that night, Texas, I gotta look for it on YouTube and play the highlights of that again. I was there that night. I think I was calling the game, or somewhere in there. But I was in the booth that night. We won the Big 12 championship over Texas. Colin Klein, Tyler Lockett, all those guys, right? Storming the field. Oh man, those are one of those nights you cannot forget as well. And looking back at all that, and of course that year, obviously Colin Klein, Heisman finalist, right? And all that. And probably still to this day, he probably could have made a case to win the Heisman there. Gutty, that Colin Klein led that team. Gutsy. Some of those wins, gutsy Miami. That Miami win kind of teed it all off that season there as well. And I had the privilege of being up in that Wildcat 919 booth for some of them games, either calling them or play-by-play. So I remember some of them games, baby. Woo, Oklahoma. Yep, remember that one. Hell yeah. So those are some good memories, man. I tell you, and Colin Klein coming back to Manhattan, Kansas, now being your head coach of the KC football team. Gotta be something else, baby. Gotta be something else. Yeah, I've gotten that question. I just don't know right now. I just don't know. I do know some things, but 2026, I just don't. I have no clue what's going to happen. It's been this back in the year. It's been very, very, and that's why, that's part of that. I tried to take that, had a call, maybe take care of that business, because, hell no. Hell no. Yeah, you better call me first. You know what I'm saying? You're saying you can't just say that. And I already confirmed my schedule before that. So I don't know what was going on with all that, but I do know Colin Klein is back after he's done with Texas A&M postseason run to take over for Chris Klieman in this football team. This is the Pro Boxer Podcast, all things Kansas sports. Yeah, again, typical Monday, baby. Eddie Greer III here for this football episode of the podcast here. A legend, and he's going to already build that legendary status. But he's going to have his work cut out for him. But again, 2012 Heisman Trophy finalists. He's already a member, Colin Klein, of the K-State Ring of Honor. So he's already had that. Gene Taylor, in a little bit of quote here, saying, quote, "We are excited to welcome one of our all-time greats back home to Manhattan." Gene Taylor, the athletic director at K-State. And he goes on to say, "Hey, Colin, quote, Colin is a tremendous leader who cares deeply about his players. The grit, toughness, and aggression he displayed as a player still fuse him today as a coach. And he is determined to carry on the tremendous success this program has achieved. As we know, college football has changed, and I am confident that Colin is ready to embrace the new model while maintaining the culture that we know as K-State football. Welcome home, Colin, Shaylin, Barrick, Rhett, Trek, and Breyer." End quote there as well. Yeah, Colin Klein now is officially the 36th head football coach in K-State school history, agreed to a 5-year contract, and his base salary is going to be, record these details here, $4.3 million as well. And remember, also left out in the resume, and this is not even it, but anyways, he was OC for Chris Klieman not too long ago. Okay, OC for that Big 12 championship run, Will Howard and company, Adrian Martinez, Deuce Vaughn, back in 2022-23 also. And yeah, he's already committed to finishing up his time as offensive coordinator for the Texas A&M Aggies, who are in the college football playoff, which I am going to be discussing on my other or a podcast or a postcast, whatever you want to call it now, because I'm already teed off. That's how it already is. Typical Monday stuff. There, right there. Colin Klein here. We're just going to continue on here. Colin Klein, quote, my family and I could not be more grateful for the opportunity to come home. Continues on here to say, quote, thank you to President Linton. Oh, he's still there? President Linton, my guy? Anyways, and Gene Taylor for believing in us to lead the Cats into a new era. The position of head coach at Kansas State has a long legacy of service, hard work, determination, and competitive greatness that I am honored to carry forward. This is family business, and we cannot wait to get to work, end quote, there as well. Yeah, so he's the first K-State alum to serve as head football coach since he is the first K-State alum, and you got to go back way back in the time machine. Speaking of going way back, back in 1975-77, Ellis Reinsberger, when he was head coach at K-State, that's a long time ago there as well. 51 wins. Reinsberger led K-State back then, and also helping lead the way back to the Big 12 championship back in the mid-70s there as well. So there's that. Yeah, K-State going, and then of course, fast forwarding back to 2022 when we won a Big 12 championship. Offensive coordinator, when Colin Klein was offensive coordinator here at K-State, offense ranked top 10 in 11 categories. Offensive yards, almost 6,000 yards. Plays, 958. Rushing yards, they were fourth in the league, almost 3,000 rushing yards. And fifth in yards per game, just a tad under 420 yards there as well. Crazy, man. I had to double check this. What was it, last Monday or Tuesday, something like that, about this news? I think it was last Tuesday we checked to double check this news, because I thought somebody was joking at first. And this was a running joke early on in the year, early on in the fall semester, when Chris Klieman lost all them games. We started off 1-3. I mean, we're going to get Chris Klieman his fires too, yes, but when we started that slow, there are rumblings. Hey, let's bring Colin Klein back to Manhattan. And then there was a joke about it, and now it's serious now that now, what is December 8th, we're sitting here, December 8th, 2025, Colin Klein, the legend himself, back in Manhattan, Kansas. That is just crazy. This is crazy stuff that we're, our K-State fans, are sitting here, and he was honored. Honor is probably not a good word. He was the halftime show for the men's basketball game against Seton Hall over the weekend there as well. So, obviously, well-received. Definitely. And if you need a boost, this is it. Because the way you look at it, Chris Klieman and all that, and we'll get into all that, how we got here, because this was not expected, honestly. And then, of course, the whole declining the bowl game, that's going to be a whole other episode again. So, a lot happened, obviously. If you missed out on anything, obviously, go check out the other shameless plug, but we're going to do it anyways. Go check out the other K-State podcast. They're also pretty damn good as well. Powercat Podcast, Remall. I'm sure Boston's Boys had something. They definitely had something. KSO Exit 313. Our podcast, obviously, as well. This is the family podcast, so you don't have us. We're Everyday K-State Podcast, sports podcast. So if you don't have us every day, then shame on you for that. But you better hop on board, because hopefully 2026 will be smooth. But anything but smooth, especially what just transpired over the past, 8 days, something like that, up until now. So it's been crazy. If you would have told me we have a new coach, plus not get the six wins. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a new coach. And wait a minute. We're not going to play in the bowl. We're not going to play in the bowl game. I will tell you, you're out of your mind. But that's what happened, almost in that exact order, there as well for this K-State football team. So the men's basketball team struggling right now. It's like that. We don't know. And you're two big sports in Manhattan, football and men's basketball, in my opinion, my podcast, my opinion, going the wrong direction. Chris Kleiman, after that Utah game, clearly was just devastated. Just devastated, distraught. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it just came to all that. And, yeah, it came to a point where he had to make that decision right there on the spot. Larry said, no, I'm done, baby. I'm out. Peace. So, yeah, I mean, he seems like a different person now after making that decision and all that. He seems like, yeah, because, yeah, he's been last 2 years, Chris Kleiman, and for what it is, yeah, man, he's been under it, man. Whether it's, yeah, personal, football field, yeah, everybody's going to go everything ain't gonna be smooth. I know I just said that. Everything gonna be smooth. It's rough out here. It's rough out here in America, man. And from that side, I can see it. I can see that when you reach a certain point in any level, you guys say you're done. You're done. You're over it. And I'm to that point as well. In certain spots as well, I'm done. I can't keep playing around with this. This is too much. Too much. At the end of the year, I gotta cut a lot of things off. that's just, and the podcast ain't one of them. It's not one of them, so don't worry about that. But yeah, so Chris Kleiman, you said, oh no, peace out, I'm done, baby. So yeah, he's been a different dude. His attitude's been different since making that announcement, for sure. So man, yeah, again, we're gonna give him his frost, but also we're gonna get Chris in as well. Because how the hell did we get here? I don't know, but I am pumped. I'm pumped because I went to school with this dude, Colin Klein. I went to school. I gotta say, it's a rarity. I gotta say, you know, I went to school with that dude. That dude led us to a Big 12 championship in the postseason, and I think actually two postseasons, and almost really. Again, if not for a straight night in Waco, Texas, there as well. We ain't going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that right now. Woo! That can be a whole other conversation right there. But, yeah, man, K-State Nation, we couldn't be more excited about this next chapter of football. And you needed somebody in here with this new current era of college athletics to keep up. And Colin Klein is that guy right there. So, for sure, K-State K-State hit this was an obvious. This was an obvious home run right here. Obviously, I'm not gonna even. That's I ain't gonna think twice about that. So welcome back, Colin Klein. Obviously, we'll have a lot more. Obviously, but he has unfinished business first with Texas A&M in the postseason. And again, also, I'm thrilled for Shaylin because I've gotten a chance to meet her a couple of times while I was living in Manhattan. On a couple of running events that I did participated in when I was in Manhattan. So, for the kids too, man. So, yeah, man, I'm stoked there for K-State. Needed this move, something to shake things up. And it definitely did it. Not the way that I predicted it. But, yeah, man, so that was definitely outside of the, obviously, because we wanted to shine a light on volleyball. Because they're in the NCAA tournament, we want to shine a light on them. But now their season's over, and now we can turn our attention to football, at least for this particular podcast there, and Colin Klein's return to Manhattan there as well. Again, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found for your mobile daily. We're going to just record K-State content. Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, I'm going to try to do one more show. I think that's going to be the goal. Get one more show before, yeah, because if I were to work tonight, there's no way do a show. See, this is what I'm talking about. He's like, unexpected, like, what, you checking my schedule, like, what? I confirmed it way before you added that. You gotta come to me first. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Don't just put stuff on there. So, yeah, I don't know. This has been one of those. I like my. It's like, yeah, you got to cut things off. You just got to cut them off. But anyways, that's probably gonna be something on the EG3 pod. I'm gonna just unleash unless other things. But anyways, yeah, Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast, and of course, make sure you tell a big time K-State fan about Colin Klein and the Purple Project podcast. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from another overcast day in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.